Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So it's just you and me continuing to talk about just two of us. I want to share some more ideas with you. And, you know, folks, I wrote a book we published 4 years ago called The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. And that book's been very successful in terms of the number of sales. It's won 2 awards. I'm very proud of it. I don't mind telling you that. I don't mind. If you accomplish something, then, you know, I think you got a right to be proud of something like that. But the thing that I want to talk to you about, I want to remind you about what's in the book, are things that I, as I move around the marketplace, I see things that people still don't get. And I don't mean that they should have read my book. I mean, the truth is, I was surprised that I sold a single copy of my book. Because if you think about it, my book came out in 2014, 21 years after the internet became commercial, became public. And the book is about how customers became empowered with access to the internet, how everything changed. And the truth is, if in 1993 you'd said, okay, 21 years from now, will there still be a need to teach people about how the internet is changing things? And you would have said, no, 21 years, are you kidding me? That's a long time. And yet, the book's been out for 4 years now. It's 25 years since then, and the book is still selling. And sadly, when I move around the marketplace, I still see people who don't understand what's going on with customer expectations. Now, I'm not saying that they're that way because they didn't read my book, but I'm saying that because, as I said earlier, my book should never have sold a single copy. Because we should have already known all this. When my book came out, people in the marketplace should have said, well, that's old news. We got that squared away. But they didn't. And they're still not doing it. Now, you might be saying, okay, you're trying to sell more books. Let me tell you why that's not the case. I'm not telling you I don't want you to buy a book. I'm telling you that you can go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and there's a whole section there called The Age of the Customer that you can read for free. Everything that I'm telling you to do, you can go there and read it for free. I'm giving you that. So I'm not saying this to you now to get you to buy a book. You do that if you want to. It's up to you. But you don't have to spend a nickel, not a dime, not a penny. You can get the information that I'm talking about how to understand. Because I've serialized it on my website. I don't know what else I could do for you, folks. I've been talking about this now I was talking about the book on my show 2 years before I published it. So it's been 6 years at least, maybe more, that I've been trying to help you understand that customer expectations are driving the marketplace now. And their expectations are that they can have whatever they want at the price they want it, whenever they want it, before you even know they exist. That's the new customer expectation. Now, if that scares you a little bit, it ought to. But it doesn't have to, because if you understand that, then all, you know, in a way, things have gotten simpler in this way. Whatever you're supposed to do tomorrow, your company, or next year, or 3 years from now, whatever that is, there's a person in the marketplace who knows that. It's probably not you. It's your customers. Whatever you should be doing today or tomorrow or a year from now, if you ask your customers, if you pay attention to what their expectations are, They'll reveal that to you. And then you start doing that. You have to do that. You have to move toward their expectations. If you're not, then you're going to become irrelevant. Now, that's the thing. You have to understand, customers are not going to leave you. They're not going to get mad at you and stomp out, stomp down the road or out of your building or away from your website. They're not going to do that because they're not even going to regard you that high. You're, to them, if you can't meet their expectations, they're not even going to regard you high enough to form an attitude about you, because you're just going to become irrelevant. You know, someone said there is something worse than hate, and that's indifference. if somebody's indifferent about you, you know, they don't care whether you exist or not, right? Well, that's the way customers are. When you can't deal with or match their what they think is relevant to them, and what the relevance factor for them is. What is meeting my expectations? They expect you to have a mobile site. They expect you to be able to email them when their goods are in. They expect you to be able to take PayPal. They expect things like that from you. Those are their expectations. And there's a million of them. And your customers know what they are, and you can too if you ask them, if you pay attention. But think about it, folks. You're in the age of the customer. If you want to know more about that, you can go read it for free on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We won't sell you a thing there. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.